It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I was talking a couple of weeks ago with some tractor restorers. I was at one of the antique tractor shows, and they were talking about everything they do. Everything they do to make a tractor look so good. Every part. But what about what's inside? Well, a couple have told me in the past they make sure that their restoration includes Mystic lubricants. And when I quizzed them about it, they said, we can't afford to have a product that we've restored that someone puts trust in breaking down because it isn't being cared for from the inside. The JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid is one of the products that those folks use, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. Get more information. Find your Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. As the late Major League catcher and coach Yogi Berra would have said, it's deja vu all over again. As we watch the developments this week, I'm reflecting back on some things that I'd heard before. A trade disruption? Yep, you better believe it. It's been bipartisan lunacy over the years when you stop to think about it. You go back to January 4th of 1980, then Democratic President Jimmy Carter embargoed the old Soviet Union. He said, we'll punish them for their invasion of Afghanistan. Instead, with the embargo against that nation that was spread across a dozen time zones, he punished the American farmer. Our share of the Soviet Union market went from 75% to zero in a weekend. Turn up the clock to this month, this summer. We've seen the disruption of trade once more by a Republican president. Markets that have taken years to build have been severed in just a matter of days. That's one concern that our farmers have, who've worked so hard through the years to build these markets through organizations such as the U.S. Grains Council. Farmers have gone on one trade mission after another to try to build confidence, to rebuild confidence. After that embargo back in 1980, they've spent decades doing it, and now there's been a market disruption caused once more. Will we win back the market share? It's a big question, to be sure. And then we've heard a recurring phrase this week as well, when farmers have said, just as they had said in the past, trade, not aid. We heard that phrase offered by some farm organization leaders and farmers out of the field expressing disappointment about a $12 billion aid package announced for the agriculture industry. It would be aid to the farmers in some way. The devil is in the details. We'll see how that's worked out at the end of the day, how they'll manage to take care of corn and soybean and hog and cattle producers, the peanut growers, the cotton growers, those who produce tobacco. Can it all be done? And then there'll be the effort to promote markets around the world. Markets, as I said earlier, that have taken years to build. And they'll buy up surplus commodities. Well, we've seen that before, too, back during the 80s when we had surplus commodities of dairy products and people were given cheese. Hopefully, farmers will be able to recover from this sooner than we have in the past. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good weekend.